Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio, he needs no introduction because the moment he says hello, you're going to recognize who this is. Just say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, well, okay, you got to give him more than that. Mike Pace, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the News
Hour. Michael, good to be here.
Always a pleasure.
I just love radio. I got my fatigue shorts and a golf shirt on. I don't have to have any makeup, no blazer, no tie.
I see that.
I just love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, you're looking awfully good, though, I must say.
That's
leave
kinda,
that in the act.
Yeah, there you go. Mike Pace, ladies and gentlemen, has been a name and a voice here in the Des Moines Metro for years and years and years and years and years. And how many years you've been broadcasting here?
Oh, gosh. I think my first Des Moines air job was 1972 or 73 with KRNT.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
I was 11.
You were 11. Yeah, right. I know how old you were in 72. Because I was pretty close to the same doggone age. What I really enjoy, and you do it, and Steve Matthews, our good friend out there at Radio Garage, does it, and several other, Cal Bierman, who's here, does it from time to time, but posts these images on Facebook about what we all used to look like 30, 40 years ago. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It is, and, you know, the other day, Gail and I were looking for a photo for somebody in the family, and we opened up the boxes and threw them on the living room floor and sorted through things. And it's amazing what you find.
Oh, boy.
Kind of scary sometimes.
It is kind of scary. Well, Mike Pace not only is a broadcaster of the finest order here in the Des Moines Metro, but also he donates plenty of his time for HCI Hospice Care. And recently wrote a book with the proceeds going to HCI. Is that correct?
Oh, that's part of the proceeds. I can't I can't say that I gave him every penny, but we were fortunate to be able to give HCI $10,000 from the proceeds of the book. And it was just a true, corny as it sounds, labor of love. I've been a frustrated writer forever. I've written a lot of broadcast scripts and video scripts. And I knew someday I'd write a book with some short stories and poetry. And I woke up one day and said, if not now, when? Because, you know,
I know
not
yeah.
getting any younger. And it took about a year to put it together with a few old things that I'd written 10, 20 years ago, even a couple of them older. But a lot of things that have been written maybe in the last 5 or 10 years and some the last year or two. And collaborated with my best chum from high school who was a photographer. Great photographer in Minneapolis, and we'd exchange ideas back and forth. Would this work with this piece and so on? And it just was a whole lot of fun. And
what's the interest in HCI for you? What is
it's personal? It goes back to my wife's mother who died with a wonderful hospice nurse, and this was in 1987. And Gail was so inspired by this nurse that she took the training to become a volunteer, which she has done now for 28 or 30 years, whatever it is. And
you learn a lot through that.
Oh, my. This person was way beyond competent, way beyond excellent. She was just an inspiration, truly. And 20 years later, when her father died, same nurse.
No.
And it was still there, and we've been friends with that person for a long, long time. So Gail works at the Kavanaugh House at least one day a week, and it's like most volunteer things, you get more than you give, and that's maybe the secret to volunteerism. But so I do so little compared to Gail, but we did it was really her idea to turn this book into something a little more than I had originally intended. I was going to do a sort of an inexpensive, down-and-dirty paperback book of my poetry and a few stories, and she said, why don't you take it up a notch? Make it hardcover, get Mike involved with the photos. So, yeah, it was just
and you said the best two words in the English language. Yes, dear.
Oh, yes. Standard for our newlywed over here on the control board, right?
Yes, dear. Always remember that, Tyler. That's
and so important. I've been around speaking to breakfast clubs and senior communities and whoever would hear me and reading from the book and raising a little money.
Good for you. And it is still available.
Oh, absolutely. Interesting story. and I'll pick on a couple of people. Amazon takes too big a chunk off the top for me. I just think it's robbery. Barnes & Noble locally, they would not put my book in their store unless I sent a copy and a one-year marketing plan to New York City. In my hometown of West Des Moines, I can't put six books. It's a true story. So I said, okay, we'll go to Beaverdale Books. We'll go to the Art Center. We'll go to the bookstore downtown. We'll go wherever we can go.
Where we've got real friends.
Yeah. Found things down at here at 15th Round.
Right. New, by the way.
So, you know, it's still out there, and I still do a little bit of carrying it around and speaking.
Good.
But not as much now that the bills are paid.
The pressure is on when those bills aren't paid. One final question about that, and then we're going to move on to another topic. It's been my experience in my long-term healthcare world back in the day that those individuals who work among folks that are terminally ill learn a great life lesson.
Oh, my.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I think Gail, especially my wife, has she's held hands with lots of folks as they died. And she's done every chore imaginable as a volunteer over there and interacted with the families and seen that chapter, that last chapter. And, you know, it's traumatic. It's scary. It's depressing. It's all of those things. But the way HCI handles this, it can become comfortable and maybe even inspirational because they just know how to make that work for the family. Family suffers as much as the patient lots of times. And I think Gail and I have developed a really good outlook on this, the way this last chapter should go down. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a learning experience at the same time. Mike Pace, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to him about his wife's work and his work. Gail is a committed volunteer with HCI Hospice. And Michael is working with them on a number of projects, going to swing a little golf ball here.
You know, this is our third annual Heart of Hospice Golf Open, kind of a long title. But coming
on
up
a business card. You know.
Yeah, coming up here on the 20th of July. And again, to benefit HCI. And we got to throw the nonprofit word around here because HCI is a nonprofit hospice agency. And there's a difference. There's just a difference, frankly. And so events like this, along with donor support, that's how we keep the doors open.
Sure.
That's how we pay the salaries. So last year we raised $17,000, and we're shooting for 20. We can accommodate 132 golfers on July 20th out of Toad Valley, Pleasant Hill.
Got to go to Toad Valley.
Oh, yeah. And the course is in great shape, and they treat us like royalty out there. Beautiful clubhouse. So 7 o'clock registration, 8 o'clock shotgun. It's 18 holes with a cart. You get continental breakfast and lunch, maybe win some great prizes, and feel good about doing something for hospice in the process. It's a perfect circle.
It is. Now, have you been involved in the planning of this, or is this almost all HCI, or are you out there bugging people for
last
gifts?
Year I was on the committee, the golf committee, and this year I haven't been able to because I have conflicts every Tuesday when they normally meet, so I haven't been able to help plan it this year, but I'm out shaking the bushes a little bit.
I could tell that.
And I do want to mention that the money we raise goes to what they call their quality of life program.
Now, what's that?
And that, what that does is make sure that there's financial assistance and basic needs for the patient and the family, whether or not they can pay for it, whether insurance covers it or there's no
that's
money
powerful.
To pay for it. And that's the nonprofit thing that kicks in. Mm. We will provide the service, the best service, and it, you know, regardless of ability to pay.
You know, and I think that in itself, Mike, is something that people have to stop and think about for just a minute. Because while the patient is one area that you have to work with, it's the family that really desperately needs that helping hand from time to time.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're there for them. We really are. The tournament, to give you a few more details here, it's $100 a player. Early bird price. If you wait till the 13th of July, it'll go up $25. So you can save a hundy for your foursome if you sign up now. And I see two of you ready to go here. I'll get your signatures a little later. Our buddy Jim Donlin is our chairman, and he's just he's surrounded by women. By the way, I think
tough
he's
job.
Outnumbered about 4-2, maybe on this committee. 224-1730. 224-1730, Jim Donlan. Or you can go to hcicareservices.org, hcicareservices.org. Download the form and do it that way.
And we'll have links to all this on our blog podcast page.
Excellent. That's wonderful. We now serve 41 counties in Central and Southeast Iowa.
Really?
And we've become partners with the nurses. And so we do home care. We that's flattering myself because it's really a wonderful organization that I'm happy to flirt with and projects
good
like
for you.
This.
Good yeah. for you. You know, there is hope for broadcasters later in life, see?
Absolutely. This is when you buy off your conscience, right?
I'm really sorry for all that.
By the way, I want to compliment you because I do listen, and I really think this what you do here has been needed in this market for a long time, and we're sure glad you're doing it.
I'm appreciative of that, especially from you. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Michael.
His name is Mike Pace, as if you couldn't tell from that voice, and he has been talking about HCI Hospice Services Golf. Let's do that. What's the date again, Mike?
July 20th.
July 20th. Get your registration in right away because you get to save $25 before the 13th. All right, we've got to clap up out of here because why? Well, we've got the market report. We're going to find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can give you the peak, all right? Stocks were up again today.
Hey.
The Brexit, you know? What Brexit?
Yeah.
Friday and Monday were tough. Yesterday we came roaring back a little bit, and now the optimism has hit once again. We'll check out the market report when we come back. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.